Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a superstar. This man right here, even with Patrick Mahomes in the league, even with Lamar Jackson in the league, and any other quarterback you pick, there is not a single soul who will sit up there and tell you, I don't want Josh Allen. This brother is that special. But here's where it gets tricky. Josh Allen has been knocking on the door. And like I say, my man Cam Newton and the rest of the group, don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. And he has it. It ain't his fault they couldn't hold on to a lead with 13 seconds left. It ain't his fault when he shows up and Kincaid lets it go right through his hands. It's not his fault. But in the end, Patrick Mahomes is home. Lamar Jackson is home. You looking at Justin Herbert, who hasn't won a playoff game. Trevor Lawrence only got one. C.J. Stroud is young. Okay, they got to do something. You're looking at Pittsburgh. They're not that formidable offensively. You're looking at New England. Drake May just getting started. Josh Allen, this is the best chance he has had to get this team to the Super Bowl.
I was Stephen A. yesterday, first take. Josh Allen has the most pressure on him this postseason, which I think is fair among all the playoff quarterbacks. He did not have Justin Herbert in his top five.
That's a little surprising.
I would have Herbert probably somewhere in the top five. He definitely has more pressure on him, and the Chargers, as we talked about yesterday, definitely have more at stake when it comes to this game and moving forward and how they'll be viewed. And I do think there's more pressure, more urgency on the Chargers and Herbert's side.
You know what's funny about Herbert, though, is because everybody's pointing out, oh, Josh Allen has to win because there's no Burrow or Allen or Lamar. And obviously, Allen has been able to beat Mahomes, I mean, in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. Justin Herbert, I know it's only been two games. He lost to C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
So it's not, you can't even make the excuse that, like, well, it goes into the Chiefs, that's a buzzsaw. Or, like, you know, when guys lose to Brady every year, like, well, he lost to Tom Brady. It's like, no, he's lost to guys that he should be better than.
Correct.
And so that looks even worse.
And I take it a step, this is his sixth year.
Yeah.
So I take it a step further than that even, where it's like, all right, all those guys are knocked out. Like, if Herbert's not going to do it now, when's he ever going to do it?
He may not.
So this, I think there, Allen should definitely be number one.
Yes.
And, you know, I think some of the other quarterbacks that you look at around the league, and we'll get to them here coming up. I'm not telling you Herbert was right behind Josh Allen or at the top of the list, but I think he should be higher on the list than outside the top five.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because you have a lot of young quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you have 3 second-year quarterbacks that are in the playoffs, so those guys can't possibly have the same amount of pressure as Herbert.
So we've been talking about Pats and Chargers all week, but today we really wanted to roll our sleeves up and get into the game. We already gave you the tale of the tape. It's up now at
Looks
Jones
good.
And Keefe. We'll revisit it later on in the show, but too long didn't read. 9 check marks for the Pats versus 6 for the Chargers. You go, wait a minute, there's 15 categories?
Yeah.
There are on this show.
Take a look.
So go seek those out. Again, we'll revisit later on in the program. But I also thought it'd be good, we as a show thought it would be good, to rank the playoff quarterbacks on the scale of you got to win this game, right? You got to win a game this weekend. Which quarterbacks do you want from most to least, 1 through 14? We'll go through all the names and kind of negotiate here as we go. So, Billy, why don't you throw some QBs at us, and we'll tell you where we rank them and how we feel about them.
All right, Bo Nix.
All right, Bo Nix, remember, now on the scale, we're talking about to win a game. Bo Nix might not dazzle you with 400 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no picks, and a great completion percentage and all that. But he's got a little something. He's got, I don't know, a je ne sais quoi.
Moxie is the word you used the other day. It's a good word for
moxie. He's got chutzpah. He has
chutzpah,
fourth.
Moxie,
he has,
he has
fourth quarter comebacks in him. So I like Bo Nix. I have been a proponent of Bo Nix since the draft. I think he's good. He did go to the perfect place. He has a great defense. He has a coach that, you know, is used to Drew Brees, who he's kind of similar to. So he couldn't have been in a better spot.
And Patriots fans should appreciate him. And the way we're asking this question helps him. Because if it's just like, who's the best quarterback, he would be lower on my personal list.
Yeah.
But when you ask, all right, you need to win a game, which means I trust this quarterback in a big spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I would translate it anyways.
Drop back, do it to the other team.
He's come a long way. So like, Bo picks.
And the, right.
He,
has he?
Patriots fans, yes.
Nick.
Patriots fans should appreciate that. Even if he doesn't put up the gaudiest stats, when he has to, he comes through in a lot of these spots. So he's going to do well on this list. Now he's the only name on the list.
Right now we have him at number one. No, but what has worked against the Broncos overall in some of our discussion, like, oh, they should have lost to the Giants, they should have lost to the Jets, they should have lost to all these teams, works in favor of Bo Nix in this scenario, because when they needed it, at the end of the game, where you're like, oh, the game's over, team just has to stop, he'll move them down the field 40 yards, they'll kick a field goal. And
he's
like,
also the reason they need the 33-point comeback.
Okay, giveth and taketh away.
I agree with that.
Giveth and taketh away.
But if you have a quarterback who plays lousy for 3.5 quarters, but then when you need to, wins you the game, like, I don't know that there's a more important skill set than a guy who can kind of flip the switch, and when you need it, he can do it. That's probably the most important thing at the position.
So, like, if it's Patriots-Broncos in Denver, and the Patriots score to take the lead by 3, and there is, you know, under 2 minutes to go, and they get the ball, like, the game's not over.
Nope.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, so Bo Nix is the only name on the list right now, currently at number one.
Yes.
Who else?
Drake May.
I have him number one.
All right, well, Bo Nix, you're dropping down.
As much as I like Bo Nix, I will take Drake May. I thought he was the MVP of the season. There's obviously the unknown with the playoffs. We don't know how he will be in the playoffs. This is sort of a projection going forward. He didn't have a lot of chances for a fourth quarter comeback this year, but he's just been so good overall. The completion percentage, the deep ball passing, his ability to run, limit the turnovers. Like, yeah, I got Drake May at number one.
Okay, May should be number one ahead of Nix. Although, I do think Nix, if you need to like rally and come through in a clutch spot, has been better than May. May came back against the Ravens. May led a game-winning drive in a tie game against Buffalo earlier this year. He also hasn't come through against the Raiders and the Steelers and Buffalo the second time.
Yep.
So, I would have Drake May ahead of Bo Nix, though. Okay, what else?
Trevor Lawrence.
All right, he's at the bottom of the list, I think.
I'd put him below Nix.
Me too.
He kind of caught fire.
Even though he just beat him head-to-head pretty handily.
Yes. He caught fire a little bit. He's still one of those guys that I don't truly believe in. There's a couple other names on this list that are in the same boat, so maybe it's just unfair bias. But Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he's been running more, too. He's been, like, running in the end zone, and the Jaguars are on, like, a bit of a heater. But I just go back to that same scenario where it is, like, a two-minute drill. I'd be more afraid of Bo Nix and the Broncos than I would be Trevor Lawrence.
Same. And so I'd answer it the exact same way. Okay, fine, they won. They've been playing from in front in a lot of these games. Now, that's a bad thing. I mean, if you're dominating and winning from in front, I just don't think that's sustainable and you're going to win every game that way. So I want to see Trevor Lawrence in a closer game. And thinking back on his year, he beat the Chiefs in a close one, although the Chiefs aren't what we thought they were going to be. I would have Nix ahead of Trevor Lawrence, yes. But Lawrence is playing very well. I'd acknowledge that.
He did. He was like, he had some hot games, but finished the year with the 20th QB rating in the league, in between Tyler Shuck and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and he's won a playoff game before, but, you know, maybe we'll feel silly about this after the postseason. I'd have him below Nix.
Right.
Who else?
Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Yeah, how do you square this one away?
So Rodgers, to me,
this one's tricky. So Aaron Rodgers this year, 24 touchdowns, 7 picks.
I'd probably put him below Lawrence right now, but I think he's definitely below May and Nix. We agree on that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd put him ahead of Lawrence?
I would.
I don't think I would.
Maybe.
In fact, I would not.
You wouldn't? All right, Nick wouldn't.
You'd
put him at the bottom of this pile?
As of right now,
because we keep betting against
him. He's just recently, historically, loses in the playoffs all the time.
Actually, good point. He is a loser who's won. As
yes,
we did that here years ago, months ago.
So you want to put him at the bottom, or you want Billy to break the tie?
No, let's put him fourth.
Nick swayed you.
Nick swayed me. Wow. Good argument.
He lawyered you.
Because part of me was like,
the crap out of you.
Part of me was like, well, he has won a Super Bowl, but he's also had so many, like, he's had more letdowns than he has breakthroughs.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay, I got him fourth.
So we have four names so far. May's at the top. So far. This is a living and breathing rankings.
Yeah, we don't do this. This is a new.
No, this is quite new. May,
this is what they
Nix,
did for tears when we were gone.
How's
Lawrence,
it feel? Oh yeah, apparently
Rodgers. Okay, who's next?
C.J. Stroud.
So, I don't really like C.J. Stroud that much.
He's
but
one playoff games in back to back years.
I'd put him above Trevor Lawrence.
Oh wow, I was going to say I'd put him above Rodgers. You're putting him ahead of Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers remains at the bottom of the list. I think I'd still have Lawrence ahead of Stroud the way that Lawrence is playing.
So they've both won playoff games. Like you said, they've both beaten Justin Herbert, as it turns out. In the playoffs, C.J. Stroud is 2-2 in his career. 4 touchdown passes, 1 pick, a QB rating of 100.5. He was a lot better his first year, his rookie year. He had better numbers than he did a year ago. But 2-2, that, you know, Texans offense doesn't exactly scare you. So I don't know. I'm not dug in on it, but you have him below Nix.
Well, let's have Billy break the tie.
Okay.
All right. It is yes, I would have him below Bo Nix. C.J. Stroud is ahead or behind Trevor Lawrence?
Ahead of Lawrence.
Of Lawrence. Okay. C.J. Stroud checks in
there
at number 3. That's a win for Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Josh Allen.
has to go to the top of the list.
I got number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shame in it. Again, this is a different discussion than who's the MVP or who had the better season. But you're taking everything together. He's still, I think, the best player maybe in football, right? Because, you know, especially with the season that Mahomes had. I think Josh Allen's the guy. So
you need a guy to take over late. And
it's also why there is the most pressure on him, because he is the best player.
Right, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl,
no.
Which I get. He has a winning record in the postseason.
He's won playoff games.
He's 7-6 in the playoffs in his life. So, like,
well, that's even more games than I thought.
Yeah.
He's had 13 playoff games.
Like, to me, I think he has to go number one. Drake's never had the opportunity to do it, but he's also never done it. I got to win a game. May's had a better season, but I would rather have Josh Allen. I agree with no shame in him being number one.
We're not fair.
I'm sure we're going to hear from Patriots fans about that, but Josh Allen deserves to be at the top of the list. Right. Okay.
Justin Herbert.
Ooh, I would say below May, but probably above Knicks. Or,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he's good. I know he's 0-2 in the playoffs, but people are – so I still wouldn't take Stroud over him.
They've both beaten him.
I know.
Oh, I'd put him – I was going to toggle between
him. Four interception game in the playoffs.
I was going to toggle between him and Rodgers.
Okay. So you think you're putting like a ton of weight. So Curran said yesterday, 50% of the test is the playoffs. It feels like you're going like 85% of the test.
Okay,
is the
but
playoffs.
Like, yeah.
And specifically two games.
Did Herbert have a great year?
He was a Pro Bowler over those guys.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, Pro Bowls are huge. People count Pro Bowls all the time.
Okay, but like, did he have a great year this year? No.
Herbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, 26 touchdowns, 13 picks. Eh. Yeah, it's not great. It's
3,700 yards, which in today's NFL, not that much.
All right, so now you're one of these Herbert haters.
Well, no, I just...
You're a sneaky Herbert hater.
I think I would. Maybe this is crazy because Rodgers has won a Super Bowl.
You have Nick, Stroud, and Lawrence above Herbert?
Yep.
Jesus.
To win a game. Keith, the question is to win the game. It's not who puts up the best numbers. I got to win a game. The guy's never won one.
But at some point, you have to weigh in some of the numbers.
Okay.
You got to think about some of the numbers. No, yeah. I mean, I guess you can tell. He is, from what we've seen, in the most recent playoff game was even worse.
Uh-huh.
Right? Last year was even worse than the first.
Where do you want to put him? You want to put him after May?
Maybe after Knicks. You want to put him after
Lawrence? I'll meet you there. You want to put him one notch below Knicks, and we'll put him ahead of Stroud and Lawrence.
No, you do make a compelling case.
He's lost to both.
He has lost to both.
So he's above just Rodgers?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's put him six. Okay. Rodgers, you're dropping down. You're number seven, bud. I feel like this is a little disrespectful to Rodgers' career, but not to who Rodgers is present day.
That's the AFC crop,
okay.
Which is really funny, because going into the year, you would have assumed Lamar, Burrow...
Lamar,
Burrow, Mahomes all would be in there. Yeah.
Most of the names aren't here. Okay, those are the AFC crop, as you put it. All right, give me the NFC.
Sam Donald.
Last.
Yeah, he's below Rodgers.
People are going to lose their minds on that one, but he had a good season. He had back-to-back 14-win seasons.
He won 14 games. Yeah, he did that last year. And he crapped his pants in epic fashion last year.
Again, if we're going to go with playoff.
I got to win a game. I don't want him. He might be below some other names on the list. Okay,
he Darnold. 25 of 40 last year. Did throw a touchdown.
Nice.
Also threw a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost 27-9.
Good job.
To the LA Rams.
All right, he's at the bottom of the list for the time being. This is living and breathing.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Caleb Williams.
Ooh. Polarizing.
We
got to win a game. I like Caleb Williams, but probably below all the AFC guys.
Okay, so again, I keep going back to Rodgers as like the line of demarcation.
Yeah. Probably below him, though? Or would you put him above him? Now, he is aided by Ben Johnson.
Let's put Caleb Williams below Aaron Rodgers ahead of Sam Darnold. Let's do that. I like that.
Wow.
Okay. AFC greater than NFC so far.
So far.
So right now with 9 quarterbacks, we go Allen, May, Knicks, Stroud, Lawrence, Herbert, Rodgers, Williams, Darnold.
Whew.
With 5 more to go.
Let's get the people talking.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Guy won a Super Bowl.
This is a tough one.
He pushed his way all the way. They pushed him into a Super Bowl.
I feel like they're playing well. I don't know that he's playing well. I feel like they're playing well.
I mean,
right
minimum,
now.
Though, you have to put him above Knicks.
Okay.
I'd put him above. Listen, I mean, now we're going too far afield for Bo Nix. Even for me, we're going too far if he's even better than the guy that just won the Super Bowl last
year. Are you putting him above May?
No.
Okay, so let's put him there.
Okay.
Let's stick him number 3.
Apparently 3.
And I know, look, I mean, Rodgers says, if we're not being deferential enough to Rodgers' career, Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. It was a long-ass time
ago. It was a long time ago, and he's had a lot of
Hurts just won it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, you got to win a game. Jalen Hurts is number 3 on the list. That feels high.
Yeah, but look at the crop.
We have more names to go,
I guess. That's because so many good ones aren't in it. Okay. So I don't think it's that crazy.
Okay. Next.
Bryce Young.
Last.
He probably has to go last. I like him more than maybe anyone.
Yeah, well.
And I don't even really even like him that much. I just like him more
than
maybe.
Did he get benched this year and then brought back in?
No, that was last year. He got hurt this year, so Andy Dalton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but last.
No, he's a wire-to-wire starter yeah, on a playoff team.
Sure he is.
All right, he's at the bottom of the list. I don't think we'll get much pushback there.
Matthew Stafford.
Last. No. Fourth? You have to win a game. He has to be ahead of Hurts. They've both won Super Bowls.
Ahead of May?
I think you might have to put him ahead of May. He's done it.
He's got to be second.
Josh Allen hasn't done it. I'm still putting Josh Allen over him.
Yeah, but Josh Allen is overwhelming.
Yeah, but Stafford had Cooper Kupp the year he won.
Okay.
He also had a game-winning drive against Tom Brady.
I'm with Nick. I think he's got...
Number one?
This is not the MVP conversation. This is, I got to win a game. Stafford and what he's done in his career and been in those big games
versus
and
Allen?
Executed in them. Oh, no. I'm saying I would have him after Allen, I think.
Oh, you would? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh. So, no, I agree with that.
Oh, you have him above May.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were debating. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I thought you were making the case that he was number one. My point was, I'm not just going to base it off the Super Bowl because I know Allen hasn't won.
Allen is ahead of Stafford. Yeah, 100%. But he has to be above May. This is different than how we would vote on the MVP. But to win a game, Stafford 2, May 3. As of right now, more names to come. Who we got?
All right.
Brock Purdy.
Wait, before anybody says anything, I need to hear Keefe's answer on this because Keefe now has been fully swayed by Brock Purdy.
I love Brock Purdy.
Winning him a fantasy championship.
My jersey's in the mail. The guy put up like 100 points in two games. So he is, I love him. I hated him going in. Thought he was a product of the system and the quarterback. They didn't need to pay him and all that stuff. He does move around pretty well. Mm-hmm. He does spread the ball around pretty well. Mm-hmm. He's had injuries all around him. Guys leaving all the time. So when you factor the whole thing in and you go back to the same exercise down by four or whatever with 2 minutes to go, I think that offense could move down the field.
Is he above or behind Knicks? That's the name that I'm honing in on. Like, I'd put him above Stroud, Lawrence, Herbert. Would you?
I know. Yes. I would.
Okay, me too.
I would.
Okay, so is he above or below Knicks? He's done it. Do we have to give him credit and put him above Knicks?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's put him five. He's after Hurts. He's
above
what
his playoff
Nick, Stroud, Lawrence, Herbert. He's been to an NFC title game. He got hurt in it. At least one. What is his record? Let me guess. 5-3.
4-2.
Okay.
4-2, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. QB rating of 96.2.
Yeah, I've always kind of liked Purdy. You're a recent convert.
I love him now. So yeah,
he loves him so much he was over his original Bo Nix.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, not true.
He is right, currently so number five. Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, finally, Jordan Love.
What is his playoff record?
Post-Toyota-thon.
Yeah, we're not in the thon anymore.
It might be 0-1.
I don't think he's won a playoff game, right?
I don't think he's had many opportunities, has he? Nick might be right. Oh, he's 1-2.
Who the hell did he beat?
I'm going to it. Efforting. He beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, a shootout. Yeah, that barely counts. They lose to everybody.
Well, he beat them.
All right, 1-2. So he's won a playoff game.
He has won a playoff game. 5 touchdowns, 5 picks. Last year in the playoffs, he lost and threw no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Although it was Philly. Philly's defense is pretty good. They lost 22-10 in the wild card round.
So this is where our Herbert ranking becomes problematic. Because I want to put him behind Stroud, but then I also don't know that I want him ahead of Herbert, if that makes any sense. So...
Oh, honestly, I'd put Love, like, he's more closer to Caleb Williams to me.
Oh, okay,
I might
even
put him behind Aaron Rodgers.
Great. Let's drop him down there. Okay. That's fine.
Do you want to put him above Williams, Darnold, and Young?
Yes. Okay. Let's put him, he's won a playoff game, let's put him at 11. Okay, so we have our quarterback rankings.
So that's actually kind of funny. So the former Green Bay quarterback and the current Green Bay, you'd take Rodgers right now to win a game, then Jordan Love?
I think that's right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. I think that actually, I got to win a game.
Yeah, just one.
I'm not starting a franchise. I got to win a game. I think that is the
right
answer.
I'm not hanging out with the guy. Just needing to win a game.
Okay, so what do we have for rankings?
All right, do you want to do 1 to 14 or 14 to 1?
14 to 1.
14 to 1. The worst quarterback in the playoffs as far as needing to win one game is Bryce Young.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, 13.
Nailed it.
Caleb Williams at 12.
Yep, don't want him.
Number 11, Jordan Love.
Also don't want him.
Number 10, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Number 9, the guy the Patriots are facing this Sunday, Justin Herbert.
Admittedly, probably the hardest guy to rank.
Really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 8 is Trevor Lawrence.
Who beat Herbert.
Number 7, C.J. Stroud.
Who beat Herbert.
Number 6, Bo Nix.
Lost a playoff game last year.
Maybe the most respect Bo Nix is going to get anywhere outside of Denver is right here. I don't think anybody else would have him 6.
Yeah. we're giving him a lot of credit for a lot of tight wins this year.
Top five quarterbacks in the playoffs. Number five, Brock Purdy. Number four, Jalen Hurts.
Another tough one to rank.
Yes. Number three, Drake May.
Yep.
Also admittedly tough to rank because he's never played in the playoffs. A lot of looking at like what these guys did in the playoffs.
He hasn't failed in the playoffs and he might be the MVP.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Number two, your guy, Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
And number one, Josh Allen.
Okay. You got to win a game.
Yep.
Allen, Stafford, May, Hurts, Purdy is our top five. Okay. What do you think of that? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get a graphic up at Jones and Keefe along with the tail of the tape. Busy day on Twitter and Instagram today. Go seek those out.